Thank you, Ryan. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And I cannot stop watching the footage of the carnage in California with these fires.
Gut-wrenching.
And we found out this morning that someone we know and love has been affected, and it is Ed Farmer from the Chicago White Sox. How are you, friend?
Wendy, good. Bill, good. Very fortunate to make it out. Fire was right at our front door. I mean, I didn't know it. We were watching, you know, the peripheral to some extent, but the fire was basically in front of us, going by about a mile away or a mile and a half away. It went all the way into Malibu. It destroyed Malibu, California. And I told my wife and daughter, I said, Barbara, I'm worried about the cloud to our right, that small cloud over there that's getting a little larger. And I didn't think anything of it. That was about 12:30 in the afternoon on Friday. And all of a sudden at 1:15, the power went out in our house. I said, we need to get out of here right now.
Were you getting word from anyone to evacuate? Nobody.
Oh, I'm sure they did. We were paying attention to it, but they never really directed it. I have to say this right now. The department, the police department, we talk about it all the time. These guys and girls, they did an unbelievable job saving lives here. Unbelievable. We got out of here. Fire captain, when I opened the garage door, my daughter disconnected. You know, it was an automatic door, so it wasn't working. We didn't have any electricity, so she went up and pulled a cord on it. I looked at the door, and the fire captain was standing 1 foot from me. And he goes, I thought everybody was out. I said, down, out. I said, where's the fire? He goes, it's right over your head.
Oh, my God.
About 30 feet right up our head. So they pulled out the two cars.
So, thankfully, you know, the power was disconnected where you could open the garage door and get the cars out. Now, this has how long have you been out in California?
I moved to California when I was 18.
So you've been out there
considerably older now.
Quite some time.
Almost 20 years out there then, Ed.
I lived in Santa Monica before I lived out here. I lived in Santa Monica for 27 years.
And have you ever seen anything to this extent before?
I've never seen anything like this before in my life. Oh. Not the devastation that we have. You know, usually you see a fire burning, and there's a swath of about, a mile or a mile and a half of things that have ignited. And when we drove back to the house over the weekend, I'd never seen this devastation. It goes for miles. I mean, our view is 40 miles, and I probably can't. I'm probably unsure that I can see 40 miles, but I know I can see 25 miles. John Garland was about 15 from me, and I called him, and he goes, "How are you doing?" Former Sox pitcher and also All-Star World Series winner, and he goes, "I can see your house." And I said, "How is it over there?" He goes, it's just as bad where you are. Oh. It was unbelievable. It looks like a chessboard of black and tan, where everything before was green. There's no greenery here. There's none whatsoever. Not within 5 to 15 miles of our house. It's all gone.
Oh. Ed, I was telling Wendy, in one of the news footage reports that I was watching, there were cars that were just yards away from the fire. They're driving down a highway, and the fire is right there. And all the cars are white. And it didn't occur to me what was causing that, but it's the ash from the fire that's falling on the cars.
Absolutely,
right?
Bill. Yeah, Bill, that's exactly right. We have a red and a black car. And when we drove out through the gate on Malibu Canyon Road, we couldn't see. And the police directed us to the 101 freeway, which was closed. And for one of the few times in my life, I was going to get pulled over for speeding. And we just hit the gas and we got on the 101 and couldn't see, basically. But the officer said, there's nobody on the roadway. You're going to be driving between flames. We went up the hill, and about three quarters of the way up the hill, blue skies, and like nothing had happened below us. And we stayed up there in downtown Calabasas overnight on Friday and Saturday and made it home.
Did you have to sleep in your car at one point? Because you're evacuated. I'm sure all the hotels were filled.
No, Wendy, they were so filled. We called everywhere. They were filled all the way to Los Angeles Airport, and we couldn't get out to get to Los Angeles Airport. So we have a couple of sports cars, and one of them is very small for me, and I drove that. And I didn't sleep much on Friday night, but my lower torso was outside the door, and my upper torso was inside. inside, but it still was cold. I still have a cold from that that little sleeping that I took. If it was 10 minutes, it was a lot, yeah.
Ed, explain this to me, because as I'm watching the footage, you've got no limit to the amount of people who, as they're driving through this carnage, they're holding their phones up and they're recording it. All my thought would be on getting out of there as quickly and safely, but these people have the wherewithal to somehow videotape it all on their cameras. Did that occur to you to do, or were you just
thinking? That never occurred to me because that fire right on my backside.
Yeah.
And I don't, I have a Bluetooth in the car, so I don't use my phone by my ear. I'll talk on the radio or through the radio, but I'm not taking pictures while I'm driving.
Right.
I go too fast also.
Yeah.
I get it.
You know, it's going to be a blur of a picture usually, yeah.
Sure.
I was watching the news, I think it was last night, where the flames were just licking at the highway and cars had to kind of swerve out of the way to continue on their journey. Did you have fire on both sides when you were?
I had fire on both sides going up. The telephone pole entering the 101 freeway was across the entrance ramp. It was broken in half.
Oh my!
And somehow my wife and I negotiated through that. With the help of a police officer, the county sheriff, they did a great job. They really did. The fire department, I mean, we don't take our guys for granted in Chicago ever or anywhere.
Right.
But these guys were, us firefighters, they know what they're doing. Get out of their way and let them work. And I did that.
Ed, are you?
They were just so knowledgeable.
Are you thinking at any point as you're driving through this and there's fire on your left and there's fire on your right and you're looking ahead and there's smoke and fire, are you thinking this could potentially be the end of me? Is that thought coming to your mind?
When I exited the house, I thought that. When I left the house and he said, you're going to have to go and go fast.
Yeah.
It was a few years ago. I was on my way to Notre Dame and it was with Jim Michael from Titleist and Ken Sant. And we're driving to Notre Dame, and a car flipped over about 100 yards in front of us, and it rolled onto its roof. And I pulled over as quick as I could, but I was going fast anyway. Got out of the car, and all three of us went over to this, and there was this car that was upside down. And this lady was screaming, and her baby was in the back seat. And I assumed that Jim Michael and Ken Sands had a hold of the car, and I crawled through the back window and saved her daughter, who was 4 months old, just a baby, and gave her the child. And I said, there's your baby. And I looked back, and the car slid down the embankment in Indiana and didn't think much of that. And it was reminiscent of what happened on Friday when we left our house.
Yeah.
I never thought of it past that point. But when I look back on it with the flames right over our head,
yeah,
we're lucky we got out. Very fortunate to get out.
Okay, so you did get out. You have since returned home. What's the damage? Did you have any damage to your home?
No. What happened was that there was a fellow from the county sheriff who was a big baseball fan, and he heard my voice and came over. And he goes, you're not Ed Farmer, are you? I said, I am. I said, where are you from? He goes, I'm from Chicago. I said, okay. And he goes, you do the White Sox games? I said, I do. He goes, what are you doing up here? I said, well, you can see we're evacuated from our house. And I said, I'm not sure it's still standing. He goes, what's the address? He took down the address. He said, I'll be back in 15 minutes. Came back. That was later on Friday. Came right back. He goes, your house is still standing. It was scorched. Nothing scorched it.
Mm.
So I knew that the house was okay. But I was on pins and needles waiting because I didn't know where we were going to go. It goes through your mind. Did I pack enough stuff? I took a pair of pants, a shirt, and that was about it. And we're lucky we got out. And, you know, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but everybody at WGN Radio Concerned were calling me, starting with Todd Manley. Well, Manley and I had this thing going. I was coming in Friday. I was going to speak to everybody at WGN Radio for the job they did for Darren and me and the White Sox on the radio this year. And I was coming in to do that. But from Darren and myself and everybody connected from the White Sox, we couldn't be more happy to be on WGN Radio. Do you want to talk about some professionals? You guys are tremendous.
That's so nice of you to say, Ed. We feel the same about you. Oh, thank you.
I'm so glad the White Sox are finally getting some attention in this city. That's what I'm excited about. And maybe they'll start winning.
We're going to get a lot more attention. Hopefully it'll be this year coming up.
I know. It'll happen.
We stretch out with GN so far. We reach people that probably never heard us before or never really thought much about, hey, we can listen to the White Sox on GN Radio. and that's now the turnabout for us. It's a great experience we have, and a great liaison. It's family now with Ian and the White Sox, and that's what counts.
Good.
Well, we love you to death, and we're glad you're okay. He is Ed Farmer. You know, now that we have you, we keep forgetting to ask you about this. What is the donut connection that every time we see you, you offer us a donut? You always have donuts in your car or on your person. Please explain.
I don't have always in my car, but Paul Jepson, a friend of mine, they have Kirsten's Bakery out in Burr Ridge, and I stopped there, and these are just great people. They also make a key lime pie out there, and right off County Line Road. And when I'm driving down 55, I pull off the County Line Road and go in and get them. That's why I have those with me.
And what's the name of the bakery? Because I'm going to pick Bill up a key lime pie.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, they're going to have it for Thanksgiving. Kirsten's Bakery. It's when you get off the County Line Road going south, at the first light, make a left. And it's in a little strip shopping mall there on the left, about 25 feet from the entrance into that little mall.
I know where that mall is.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Near Lifetime across
Bakery.
From...
Okay. Now I'm hungry. You guys have been...
Ed, one quick question, one baseball-related question. What is Santa Claus going to bring the White Sox this holiday season?
A lot of, I would hope, a lot of knowledge on how to play the game correctly.
That'd be nice. That would be nice.
Yes.
Maybe something shaped like Bryce Harper, maybe?
I'm sure they're I think everybody talks to them, Machado as well.
Sure.
And I'm sure you're going to talk to them. You'll listen to what they have to say. Rick Annie Williams and Rick Hahn do a great job for us in that capacity. And Jerry Reinsdorf, you know, I remember when Carlton Fisk was going to be a free agent from the Boston Red Sox. And we were saying, yeah, the White Sox, and I was playing for the Sox. I go, we're going to talk to this guy. I don't think so. Next thing I know, he was catching me.
Yep.
So we don't know, but, you know, everybody connected with this. And everybody here in California, keep them in your prayers, because Thanksgiving, for a lot of people, as first, certainly for the farmer family, takes on a different note this year. We're thankful for our lives, but we're also thankful for our neighbors and everybody else who came through this unscathed. And certainly feel sorry for the ones that didn't make it or the ones that are displaced right now, because we care about those people as well.
And still people missing. It's really sad.
Yes, there are.
We are so glad you're
I don't have internet or TV either yet. I don't have that yet. But I can live without that.
Yep.
The small price, you know, to pay for your your safety. Well, perfect. We're glad you're okay. We love you, Ed.
Thanks, Wendy. I appreciate it, Bill. You guys do a great job, and thanks for having me.
You're the best, Ed. Have a great holiday season.
God bless.
To you soon.
God bless you all. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. The great Ed Farmer.
I love him so much.
He's a nice man. All right, a quick break, and then more of us, Bill and Wendy, on WGN.
I think you have something to do.
I do, Wendy. Would you
you know,
give me five
I give
seconds?
You, like, a few things to do throughout the show.
It's too
and
many.
I know I have ADHD. You might have it.
I have the opposite of it.
What is
I don't know what the opposite of it is, but that's what I have.
No attention disorder?
No attention. Absolutely. Right. Right. Visit our telethon coming
MDD.
Soon. Yeah.
No. NAD.
Yeah, that's
no
what
attention
I have.
Disorder.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm the poster boy for that.
You got NAD.
Yes, I do.